You're listening to Big Blend Radio's Cooking with Ruth show, featuring Ruth Milstein, author of the gourmand award-winning recipe book, Cooking with Love, Ventures into the New Israeli Cuisine. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Cooking with Ruth show. Today, we're going to be talking about lamb. Yes, cooking a rack of lamb. I've never tried to do it because anything that is, it just sounds like big to me. That's like a big effort. But then reading Ruth's recipe on this, which is linked in the show notes, and you can find it on blendradioandtv.com. Just type in Ruth and lamb, not that she's a lamb, but she has a really good recipe for a rack of lamb that is served on a bed of mashed potatoes, and the mashed potatoes have turnip in them. So that's a whole new thing to talk about, too. So welcome back, Ruth. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Now, this recipe is actually featured in your book, Cooking with Love, Ventures into the New Israeli Cuisine. Everyone, you can get it on Amazon, and it's its second printing. It won a Gourmand Award as well. And you can also go to ruthmilstein.com, of course. But this is, you know, when you talk about the new Israeli cuisine, it's very Mediterranean, right? And wouldn't you say lamb
is Mediterranean.
It's Mediterranean, this recipe.
Not Mediterranean, and because we came from like 300-400 different countries, we have different food from each country, from each even town of the country, you know? We have so many different foods. When you go to a different restaurant, different flavors. Because we came we were in exile so many years. And each one of them, they had different tastes, different, the change also, the food. So, yes.
Over the years, evolved.
Every food, we had different, every family, the same food, they cook it differently. And this is the beauty.
Mm-hmm. And people can do it themselves too. With this, like the rack of lamb, I know lamb is, you know, we ate a lot of lamb in South Africa.
Lamb that is here, but not all year round. And sometimes you have to order it. Depends where you live. And if the buys it, if they know about it, how to cook it. How to people doesn't know lamb. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know what to do with that. Chicken, they know.
Well, the note with your recipe, the rack of lamb. We'll get into the spices and how you cook it. But let's even talk about purchasing. Like you say, you order it. But I know we had lamb chops the other day, which was actually they were pretty darn good. I haven't had lamb for a long time, and I always find that lamb can get dry pretty fast. You have to, it's almost like, you know how pork, you know, you can dry out pork, like a pork chop. If you do it, you know, you can,
pork,
I mean, that's
pork
me.
Is,
like,
pork
I know you don't
the,
do pork.
I don't eat pork. I don't cook pork, but I know pork is on the dry side.
Yeah, it's dry
on
and lamb
dry
can get like that. So when you purchase it, you said that in your recipe that you get a 3-pound rack of lamb with 14 to 18 bones, and then you carve it into their own slices. So is that, so you're basic, are you basically making lamb chops when you do that?
Yes.
Okay. So, but is it important to do it yourself, or can you just go buy a bunch of lamb chops and do this recipe?
I do it as a lamb chop, yes.
Okay.
And
so
always
you make
if
them
you need some help, to if you need help, always the butcher can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Always
is it
the
fresher
butcher will help you.
If you
have
if you,
butcher.
yeah, if you have a butcher and you
butcher.
can go and say, I want a rack of lamb, please cut them into chops for me. You know,
he will do whatever you want. Whatever you want, because he doesn't want to lose you. He wants to gain you.
Is it better than buying lamb chops that are already pre-cut? Does that help keep the freshness or anything like that?
Pre-cut is good. If this is what you wanted, if this is what's going to make it easier for you, you can buy it. It's fresh.
Okay, because
you can buy it. Why not?
I think buying a whole rack of lamb is like, that's intimidating for me because You know, Ruth, that's dangerous for me, but I'm up for a challenge because
It's too large.
if you just cut the little slice, listen, just get a glass of wine and a big knife and go for it. Uh-oh.
Another thing, you don't know how long to cook it.
Yeah, now
You
that's the
don't know
other
how
things.
long. Yes, you have to just to guess.
Oh, because
You
it
have to
can.
guess, you know, because you
Okay.
don't know.
Well, let's
Even
look
you
at.
can go, to internet and try. No, it's not working like that. Not working like that. If they
Well,
give you
you.
approximately
Yeah, because of the weight. If so, with your recipe,
the
now let's
weight
just.
and how fresh is it, what you put more, how you base it. There is few things that it's involved.
So let's talk about the lamb itself because we can do the potatoes and turnips on the side later. But you talk about you're cooking this in a skillet, so you've got two things going at the same time. You've got your lamb, and you've got the potatoes and turnips. But for right now, let's just talk about the lamb. And because you say that you actually make a mixture and you're marinating, you're covering the lamb in this mixture for 2 hours or even overnight. And the mixture is thyme leaves, rosemary leaves, garlic, ginger, olive oil, salt, and pepper. And you mix it all together. And everyone, again, the recipes in the show notes and also on the website, blendradioandtv.com. But you mix it well. And then you're making sure this lamb is not going to be dry. You're moistening the lamb.
That's it. It's moist. It's moist. Yes. Yes. That's the
See?
reason. I
Okay.
leave it longer because it's so moist. So
So
moist.
then,
Like
so
eating
you're gonna,
cheese.
oh, like eating soft cheese, yeah. You
Yes.
know, moist
It's
is
so good.
Nancy's
It's so
favorite.
good.
It's
Yes. It's so
Nancy's
good.
favorite word. You know, they say that that was the people don't like the word moist, but it's good when it comes to food. You don't want dry food, you know, we want it
No,
moist.
especially meat, especially red meat, dry. No.
No, it's not fun. And then you're trying to. Well, okay, the only thing is if you're like at a dinner party and they serve dry meat, then you know you're going to drink more wine because that's the only way you're going to get it down and still smile at the person who cooked it. You're just like, I'm going to drink another sip of wine, eat that dry meat. But with this, it's moist. So I know you say you can do it for 2 hours, but I have a funny feeling, Ruth, that you do this overnight. You're going to marinate
I do
this.
it overnight. I do
I
it
had a
overnight.
feeling.
It's easier
Yeah.
for me also.
Does it
Easier for
also
me.
break down the meat a little bit? Not just that it's in absorbing.
It's
And
open, yeah.
do you like put holes in the meat so that it absorbs the oils and the mixture, or is it just fine if you just put it in there?
Depends the size, the thickness. Sometimes I poke it. Poke the
Oh,
meat.
okay. You poke
I
the,
poke it.
so like a fork or something.
Yes.
Okay. So everybody, you heard that. Ruth pokes the meat and then
Yes.
covers it in this beautiful oil mixture, oil and herbs and garlic, so that the meat will get moist. You keep it overnight or for 2 hours to overnight. So that's done. So yeah, so when you're cooking, then you just go to cook. And so you're cooking this on a skillet, so it's not going in the oven. And I feel like
No.
if you're doing it in the skillet, you can actually watch it better so it
I
doesn't
have to
dry
watch
out.
it, yes. I watch it,
Okay.
yes. I watch it.
And but you're not cooking it for a very long time, it doesn't look like. You have to get your pan heated up better,
Yes.
it seems.
Yes.
Heat it up.
Yes. And you
So
have, yes. And
can you do this in
pan
cast iron?
always. Pan always you have to watch. Don't leave pan on the stove.
Okay.
Always watch. It's
Yeah,
not
watch it the
pot.
whole time.
Pot is
Okay.
different. Pot is different, but pan always watch it.
Are you cooking this in a like a cast iron skillet or a skillet? Are you cooking it in a like a frying pan?
But it's a huge one.
A big one, because you're putting them
Quiet,
all in there at
yes.
once.
I call it huge because it's large one and it's deep also.
Oh, okay,
The
because of
deep.
the fat. And so you're
Yes.
gonna cook this on you warm up the heat. You're doing olive oil again, and then you saute, you say, for a minute and a half on each side.
Yes.
Or for 2 minutes, depending if you
For
want rare
color,
or medium.
for taste and color. Taste and color, because
Okay.
we have to see what we eat.
Okay. I agree. I agree. Okay, so we got the lamb down. We got this. That's not a long time to cook it though, you know? So
It's okay. It's holiday.
yeah,
Why not?
we can do that. That's a quick dish in a way, you know, when you think about it. So yeah, it's not going to take you more than 5 minutes once the pan's heated up to cook the lamb. It'll be ready. So we almost have to have the potatoes and the turnips ready ahead of time before
Later,
the
at
lamb.
least I make it ahead of time and the day before and warm it up. It's just fine.
Ah, okay. I know you.
It's just
Yeah, because you don't
fine,
like the
the
big
taste and
rush.
everything.
Yeah, when people come over, Ruth, you don't want to be rushing crazy, right? You want it to be easy
No.
to cook. Cook must
No.
cooking must be fun with a glass of wine and
Yeah.
music, right? You like your music.
Yes.
Have to have your music. Okay. So you're cooking potatoes and turnips together, which is something I've not heard very much of, but tell us why the turnips for you. Why did you decide
Turnip is
turnips
very
are going in?
tasty. People
I like them.
they are not trying the turnip. Turnip is very tasty. It's a little bit watery, not like potato. Calories close to zero.
Oh,
Why not to try? Try.
it's got nutrients
You don't like
too.
it, you don't like it. Don't
And you
like
can
it,
keep,
don't eat it again.
they keep it for a while. We used to grow turnips in South Africa and
Yeah.
feed them to our horses. The horses like turnips, believe it or not. Yeah.
Yes,
Nancy, is
because
that
it's
right?
watery.
No, Nancy's
It's
telling me I've
watery.
got the wrong. No, Nancy told me I've got the wrong thing. No, we
Yeah.
didn't feed them turnips. Apparently, I don't know what. I don't know. Maybe I was just eating. It's what you don't feed them. Okay. All right. Don't listen to Lisa. I have no clue. Do not feed your horses turnips. Maybe I was thinking of pigs or something. I don't know, but I know. Huh.
Maybe
I
some
think
other vegetables. Maybe
it's
other
going to be
vegetables.
another vegetable. I was going to say maybe
Another vegetable.
rutabaga. I don't
Another
know.
vegetable. Yeah.
Yeah, over there it's different, but yeah, there was something. There were different things. There was something about it. But turnips, I always put turnips in stews, and you can taste the dip. They do taste different than potato, but it's not. They have a little kick to
It's
them,
different.
but it's
Turnip
not.
is
Yeah,
more water.
it's like a
More
sweet
watery.
radish. It's like a sweet
Yes,
big radish.
they are more sweet and it's more watery. More
And
watery, which it means less calorie.
less cal. Oh, so more watery than
Calorie
the
close to
vegetable.
zero.
Oh, we don't
Close
want
to zero.
calories. The
Close
only
to zero.
calories,
Potato is
my
calorie.
calories are wine, not vegetables. They shouldn't be giving me calories. Just
Potato
wine.
is calorie.
Yeah, potatoes are naughty. Now, okay, so now would you just use like a russet potato for this?
Oh yes,
Okay. So
there is
now you're gonna
potato. Two
you're
large potato. It's not a lot, really, for six serving.
Yeah, this is six
Not
servings. So
a lot.
you got a nice
Yeah.
family here. So you peel
Yes.
the turnip, two large peeled potatoes, a large onion. And you chop the onion into cubes. You got olive oil. Ruth loves olive oil, and
Olive oil
salt.
is
And
healthy.
yes, it is.
Healthy for
Nancy
me.
made us roast potatoes with carrots and zucchini and mushrooms and onions and garlic. It was really good, and it was olive oil, Ruth. She mixed it all with olive oil.
Yes.
And we thought of you. Anytime we use olive oil, we think of you. It's like Ruth would be happy. So you're going to boil the potatoes and the turnip, and you say you boil them in salt water. That's
Yes.
cool. Okay. And then you say the turnip goes quicker, and then you chill them before you decide. And the onion is sauteed. You're sauteing the onion while you do this. But you say you mash the rice potato in a ricer, and the turnip goes
Yes.
into small cubes, but you mash the potatoes
Yes.
with a ricer. Okay.
Yes.
And then you mix it together with the onion. Ooh, that sounds
With the
good.
onion, yes. Together it's tasty, very tasty.
And then salt and pepper, and then you put it all together. Ooh, I like this. And
And
you
it's tasty.
can
And it's
and you
finished.
can and you can serve the lamb
And
on the
the
potato even.
on the potato, yes.
With thyme leaves. We like the thyme. I think we forget to
The
use thyme.
timing, if it's potato gets cold very fast. So when you serve it, you have to serve it immediately.
Oh, everybody better be ready. How do
Yeah,
you keep
that's true.
everything warm without it drying out?
Okay, to cover it.
You cover it? Do you use normally
I
foil?
cover it. I have, yeah. No, cover it. There is, just cover it on the table.
Okay. Oh,
Cover
okay.
it on the table.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Because you don't want, you know how people are late, you know, and
I
you have to
know,
dip.
and this I know,
Yeah.
and traffic. Always there is an excuse. It's traffic. It's not
It's
always it's
usually
traffic.
traffic, and that's real. That's a real thing, man.
So
Yeah.
get up early, and leave early, leave early, or get up in the morning early.
Yeah,
Get up in
get
the
to your
morning early.
destination early and then have wine. You know, Ruth will cook
Yes,
while, you know, have wine.
yeah.
Everybody
Because
just have wine.
there is traffic everywhere. There is
Oh,
traffic everywhere.
Ruth, you know we know that. It's terrible. The driving across the country now, Nancy and I got very spoiled during COVID. There was very few
Yes.
people. There were truck drivers and essential workers
Yes.
and us and some people that are also nomads like us, digital nomads. And it's so it was very light traffic, but still a lot of construction. Now we have construction and it's so busy, and I think people have forgotten how to drive, to be honest. I really hate to say that, but I think we should make it all a New Year resolution to do better in our driving. I'm just putting it out there because there's so many accidents now, and I don't know
I
why. I don't
know.
know if it's the construction or everybody's in such a hurry, which I understand, but I don't know if it's just we see a lot of accidents, and I'm not trying to scare people or freak anybody out, but it no joke,
It's
Nancy
good that you're
sometimes.
warning. No, at least it's good that you're warning for people going to drive
Yeah.
slower.
And
Yeah, it's good
whenever
that you're
you feel
doing.
the urge to stop for a second, don't second guess it. Nancy always goes, "Hey, let's take a break here. You know, let's have a
Yes, this
sandwich,"
is
or
good.
she says, "Take
This
a
is
break." And I'm
good.
like, "I'm no, I want to get here." She says, "Nah, just take a break. I need to take a break." We take a break, and Ruth, I'm telling you, even if it's a 5-10 minute break, we get back on the road
A
and
lot. I know.
we missed an accident. She knows. Like, it's a
Yes.
weird thing. She knows. When Nancy says
Yes.
to pull over, I don't argue. Oh, that's not true. I always argue, but she's
really?
sitting right here, Ruth, putting our magazine out for publishing today. And she's like, "What do you mean you don't argue?" She's like, "Of course you argue." But she does every single time we pull over, literally, that Nancy's like,
She
"We
did the
need to
right
stop."
thing. She knows she did the
She's
right
right.
thing.
She knows.
Yes.
She knows. But that's the thing, just you know, and then you're very grateful because some of the accidents are really, you know, it and I also think people are driving things they shouldn't be driving without learning, like new cars or cars that are bigger, or in, you know what I mean? I think there's
Yes.
you've got to kind of take time to learn new cars, or RVs are a really big thing that we see people driving an RV and the winds pick up. The weather is weird, you know, so you've got to, you know, plan for that. But always carry snacks on the road and water because you never know. Always keep your
So you don't have to, yeah, to stop. You
keep your
don't have
tank
to
full.
stop.
When you start going under the halfway mark, go fill up again because you never know. But you know, this isn't a road trip radio show. But when you're going to a friend's house for dinner, yeah, things happen, and try to be on time because, you know, someone's put effort into food, like Ruth puts in effort into making a really good meal, and then if we get there late just because we're running late, it's rude for the person making the meal. And that goes for at home. You know, "Oh wait, I'm gonna take one more phone call." No. Get off your phone
The
and eat
phone
your
call is
food.
the worst. The phone call is the worst.
It is, because it can go longer than the traffic.
Yeah, but when you're driving, really, phone call not exist. The phone is not exist. That's
Yeah,
it.
Nancy doesn't let me do
And
that
every
either.
half hour you can stop, every half hour stop, check your phone. Somebody need call you or something, that's it. I mean, it's not worth it.
No.
Not worth it.
No, 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 no. No, it's
To do
not.
all.
No, it's
No,
not.
no, no,
No.
no, no.
So going
They will
back to
wait.
the lamb,
Somebody
I
call
want to
you.
go back to the lamb for the fun side of this.
Lamb.
So you're alive and we get to eat this good food. So none of us died in a car accident.
Lamb has their own taste. You know, Lisa,
Yeah.
lamb has their own taste.
Well, people
And
put mint
it's
with
different
it.
taste.
What,
Yeah.
they put mint. I remember them doing that with mint.
Yes, lamb need mint a little bit. Yes.
Do you
Yes.
do that?
No.
Yeah.
No. If
That's
I
not
have it
Ruth's way.
home, I will try it. But otherwise, no. Because it's a flavor. It's so good. It's fresh. Once you eat something fresh, you don't need much. Except a little bit
I like
salt
the
and pepper,
time.
you don't need more than that.
I like the time. I think the serving with time kind of merges
Yes.
everything together on the plate with these, as an ingredient. But what about wine? What do we pair? What would you say is a good wine to go with this? Like, maybe a Grenache or something like a rosé, maybe, because it's not so, nothing too heavy, right?
Red wine, but not heavy.
Not
Red
heavy. Like
wine.
a Pinot Noir might go well with this, a Pinot.
Yes. I think you have in the end, you have, I think, some wine. You can see it
Yeah, a wine.
in the end of the recipe. Yeah, I think you have
Yeah.
the wine.
Oh, did we? I don't know if we had that on
Yes,
there.
you have.
But
You
well,
have.
look, yeah, wine is important. It's always important to have wine with meal if you enjoy wine. If you don't like wine, then don't drink wine. Don't drink it. But I think a nice like Pinot Noir
Definitely
would
it's red
go
wine.
nice.
Definitely,
Red.
I will drink red wine with this. Yes, red wine.
Very good. Very good. I love this,
Yes.
Ruth. Because I think it's
Yeah.
and to venture into like getting the rack of and understanding how to cut meat and butcher it, and even when you're at the butcher, maybe look how they do it. So you learn, and maybe
Yeah.
the butcher will even teach you how to cut the lamb
Yeah.
properly so you don't get hurt and all that. But everyone,
Usually I
again,
get it
Ruth,
clean. Usually I
you
get
get
it
it.
clean as much as I can. I ask him to get it clean. He know me. I want it clean, you know. And just to discard all the fat. And I put a
Oh,
little bit
you don't
olive
want all the
oil.
fat on
Olive
it.
oil.
Oh, okay.
No. And I add olive oil. Olive oil, it's healthy. It's healthy for us.
Okay, so you're
Healthy.
replacing the fat and are you massaging the meat
In
again with the olive oil?
what you
You
said, the meat with
you
olive
I,
oil? Yes, it's
yeah.
good.
I said, are
Yeah,
you
you can.
massaging
Yes.
the meat? Because you
Yeah,
always
you
talk about
massage it.
massage
Yes.
the.
Lovely. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you don't get lamb, try red meat and
Okay.
work with this. Work with it. Not you can get you can get you can get it everywhere. You
So
can get
you could try this recipe and adjust it according to what you like to eat. Yeah.
Yes.
So
Yes.
that's good. That's good. So I want to promote
But rack of
everyone.
lamb you can get everywhere. Or it's they don't have it anymore. They don't bring a lot of them. I mean,
Okay.
you can get it. I mean, like red meat. But try it with red meat.
I think it's
Try
good
it
to
with
go to a
red meat.
butcher, and even a grocery store has a butchery department, a butcher department,
Yeah.
and talk to them, and some grocery stores anyway. And it's good to support the butchers too, because a lot of times you're getting the local lamb. If you can get local, that's
Oh, this
fantastic
is
if your
good.
area.
So you
Oh
order
yeah.
it. Yeah. And
Yeah.
you can order another one and freeze it. If you
Oh,
freeze
that's
it
true too.
right, you can freeze it for 3 months. If you freeze it right, you
How
can
do you
freeze it
freeze
for a few
lamb?
months.
What do you say to do it right?
You
What do
wrap
you.
it right. If you wrap it right,
Okay.
you wrap it right, like fresh.
Okay. What do you
You have
wrap
to
it
wrap
in
it right.
to freeze it? Do you do
It's nylon,
plastic?
not
Nylon.
plastic. Plastic. Not plastic. I call it nylon
Okay.
sometimes.
Oh, okay. Okay, plastic. So like
More than
a
one pot.
plastic wrap.
Yes.
But
Plastic,
cover it
not more than
100%.
one. More than one.
Okay. So you want to put it in a little blanket of Saran wrap
Yes.
and then freeze it. But you said only for 3 months, because yeah, I mean sometimes
No
I
more.
wonder like how long can we freeze things for without it just, you know, drying out and saying that's it, I'm done. Because
It will
can't
dry out,
freezing, yeah, okay.
But don't take it from the freezer to the kitchen. Put it from the freezer to the fridge.
See, that's what Nancy always does too. She doesn't like to just put it out. She says, put it in the
No,
fridge and let it take a day or two to do its thing and kind of
you lose
adjust.
all the moist. You lose all the moist. No,
Okay.
from the freezer to the fridge. And from the fridge, take it to
Okay.
the kitchen.
So what about the microwave? People defrosting in the microwave?
No way. Meat? No
No.
way.
Okay. No.
Never.
Okay.
Me, never.
No. Big no
You lose all the
on the
moist.
meat defrosting in the fridge, people. That's a no. So you put it in the meat, take it from the freezer to the fridge and let it slowly acclimate to being to the right temperature for cooking. So like, and then do you leave it out for a little bit?
Special.
Like when you cook it, take the lamb out of the fridge. Say you've frozen it, and even just taking it from the fridge, do you let it kind of like, because even when you're marinating it,
I'll
right?
let it rest. I'll let it
You let
rest
it rest for a
outside.
little while.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for a while. Yes. Otherwise,
Yeah. I've...
there is still water there. There is water.
And then
That's
it
all. It has
burns
to be
because
dry.
that,
Yes.
yeah, that's not
Yeah.
good. Okay. Okay. Well, good information, Ruth, as always. Fantastic tips. You can keep up with us. We're here every third Sunday with Ruth Milstein, author of Cooking with Love, Ventures into the New Israeli Cuisine. Really good recipes, beautiful, lots of great photos in there to help you. So go to ruthmilstein.com, Amazon, all those places. And of course, keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. Thank you so much, Ruth. Always fun to chat with you. And we look
Thank you
forward
for
to
having me.
next month. All right. Thank you.
Okay, we talk next month, and have a happy holidays. Holidays
Yes,
coming.
to everyone celebrating. Have fun.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Cooking with Love show featuring Ruth Milstein. Keep up with Ruth and her recipes and her books at ruthmilstein.com. You can also keep up with Big Blend Radio at bigblendradio.com.